WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
What is up? This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, on WHAN 1430 AM and also heard on 102.9 FM. And in the future, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com and on iTunes. And tonight we may have the most rubber room of the rubber roomiest rubber room shows.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe the most rubber roomiest of them all.
It's rubbery.
We don't
know
what's going on.
What happened tonight, man?
Well,
because
we
were originally going to have Luke and the Junk on the radio.
Yeah,
right?
Luke and the Junk on the radio, and then
they broke up. Man, it was nasty.
Yeah, they
it was
broke
nasty
up.
Breakup it was tonight. It's terrible.
It was a bloodbath.
Ruptures.
There was a lot of junk used as weapons.
There was junk everywhere. Junk-tastic, if you will.
Luke's junk was used.
It always was.
But, so Luke, what's going on?
What
are you doing
to
here
the
now?
Junk, buddy?
Where's your band?
Your junk. I don't know. There's a little bit of confusion, but I think we got something coming together. It's just not here yet.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Now, you also... earlier today told me the junk is no longer the junk.
No, it's not. It's now going to be called the Dirty Picture Show.
Dirty Picture Show.
And they're rocking, dude. They're crazy.
Been working on it.
Now, yeah, the new lineup, last time I saw you guys, really dig it. You guys are going to be helping us bring back Radio Rubber and Presents at the Republic coming up soon.
Wednesday night.
This coming Wednesday. So we're going to be raging the Republic again. And the Dirty Picture Show... is going Indeed. To be helping us get that started.
Cool along name, with, by the way, man. I'm digging it.
Along
I
with,
like dirt, and I like picture shows.
Now, and then we also do
hey,
have...
Hey, Sean's stalking in a sock. What were you saying, Sean?
I wasn't done yet, but...
No, dude. I can't hear you at all, man.
well, that's good, because I wasn't done yet talking about the... Right. We do have another band that will be on that night... But it's a mystery.
Oh.
It's a puzzle.
It's a surprise,
but that's intriguing.
Man.
It's actually
intriguing.
A secret. Pretty...
No, we just can't tell anyone.
Oh, I know.
And that's at the Republic.
It's, yeah, but...
This upcoming Wednesday.
That is not
right?
a mystery,
Am
but...
Yeah.
So, the band...
Is it November?
And it's a mystery.
No,
band.
No. It's next Wednesday, all right?
It's upcoming.
Okay, so before we get into a song, I just want to say that the 8th Annual Podcast Awards, you can go there and you can nominate us to be involved in the voting. So I recommend you, if you do so, just search 8th Annual Podcast Awards and a form will come up where you can actually type in like different podcasts that you want to nominate for different categories. I mean, I looked at music, I looked at comedy, and then I looked at entertainment. And then Best in Show, obviously. But I was thinking entertainment and Best in Show. I mean, if you want to vote for us, of course.
I definitely think we got Best looking.
Dude, I can't hear you at all, man.
Sean's creepy.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Entertainment, man. Would you say that? Do we fit under comedy, music, or entertainment more?
I mean, I hope people would think comedy.
Okay.
Or music. I think that would make sense.
Entertainment, right?
Sweaters.
Or entertainment.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Sweaters, yeah.
Combo. Maybe get all three.
Sure. I say best.
Let's go for the
sweaters.
Let's go for the let's go for the hat trick.
You could totally vote for us for best podcast with best sweaters.
Yeah,
that's true. I'd
Sean wears flannels all the time.
Is there a best? Is there a best beard category?
That's why you don't give him credit for the show.
I don't know if you can tell on the air, but I'm signing.
Yeah, dude. Hey, you got to get Roger to fix your microphone, man. Because
all right, so Luke, you did bring some friends. You brought the lovely Gabe Santa Maria.
So lovely. You're gorgeous.
Of 9 different bands in the city, at least.
You have.
And then the underground ones.
You have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen on the radio.
That's why I'm on the radio.
And then some other adjunct friends.
Oh yeah.
It's his,
some Urbians.
Some Urbians.
First class.
I got to tell you, it smells like the Urban here.
It does.
We bring that with us, you know.
Totally smells like 200-year-old
dirt. I love
dirt.
That smell.
Smell like George Washington's underwear.
We actually have his underwear.
They did not have washing machines.
Smells like underage girls.
Okay. Oh, and one more thing, man. We were on, speaking of the Yerb, we were on the Commonwealth of Notions last night with Shannon Clary on WRIR 97.3.
Yeah, that podcast is available too.
It is. It's on the internet. Search Commonwealth of Notions, WRIR, and download the most recent episode. We were guests on the whole show. It was cool, man. He let us bring music in and play some of our skits. But yeah, man, I closed it out. I gave you guys a shout out at the year, man. I think
appreciate
what you guys
it,
do
man.
Is great stuff.
Always appreciated.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, I saw that. That was great stuff, man.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I guess we're going to take a break then, right?
Yeah. Sean.
All right, sure.
Yeah. You going to play a song? Oh, is it still not working?
Are you there?
Song is The End Is Never by Proverbial.
Good job, buddy.
All right.
He's out there.
Here it is.
The end is never on my mind. The end is never. The end Join me at the Rebub. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Rebub, RVA.com. The Rebub, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
I'm Radley Rockwell Man, greatest rocker who ever lived. I've written, recorded, and produced more platinum albums than even I know about. Do you wish you could be as awesome a frontman as I? Well, now you can, man. Come to Radley Rockwell's Rock and Roll Rock Shop for young rockers who want to be better frontmen in rock and roll bands. Or ARRARRFYRWWTBFIRRB. Not everyone gets into the rock shop who applies. Too fat, too ugly, too good looking. What are you, a woman? Don't be ridiculous, man. Like one of our first alumni, Keith Richards, you must maintain a blood alcohol content of at least 3.5% or higher at all times. Enroll in classes like how to not choke on your vomit, the correct way to destroy your equipment, where to score the most best drugs, hair care, power sliding, music theory, and how to amplify your package 101, 201, 301, and remedial. You think you're already a badass? Well, you're not, because you haven't taken my class, man. Is your band already on the road? Take one of our correspondence courses and we'll get on the bus and come to you. Do you need financial aid? It's available. Already think you're an established rocker? Well, you're never going to be the greatest rocker who ever lived. But you can come close if you take my class, man. For more information, go to RRRARRFYRWWTBIRRB.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
I'm
down the river to pray, studying about that good old way. I wish I wore a robe and crown. Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brother, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, brother, let's go down, down the river to pray.
What was that, man? What are you guys just doing, man?
That's a preview of some of the kind of stuff the Dirty Picture Show is going to be bringing to you, you know.
What are you guys, like a barber shop tritet?
Well, that yeah, that and Southern Gospel mostly.
Oh,
you know?
Cool, man.
Yeah.
It's like Matthew E. White, man. Have you guys heard any of his
actually, I haven't, actually.
So he's definitely doing the gospel thing, and he's on tour now, man. So
we're hoping to arrive there, man, like that level of success.
So why the name change?
Well, I picked up all new members. I've been working with the same three people for the last 2 years, and in the last 2 months, I think I've played with 10 different people on the backing part of the music, but mm-hmm. It's always been primarily stuff written by me, and I finally found a group of three guys that were willing to, for one thing, be like more devoted to the music and to getting there to work on it, and also bringing new ideas to the table, and... just a really nice group of guys that I'm really happy to like start working with. So
now I was a big fan of Luke and the Junk Songs, man. Are you still gonna do a similar catalog? Or
yeah, I'm taking the lead role for like the songwriting, but I think that the real big benefit of having these guys is, like I said, that they're bringing new material, and that I'm gonna get the chance to like write new stuff onto. Progressions that, you know, exceed some of what I've written, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mainly that's my goal.
And how would you say you guys are different musically, the new lineup?
Well, we always had Brian Riley, like, Spider Fingers on bass before, who's, like, you know, super fast, and, like, he's very technically and a phenomenal bassist.
He likes to noodle a lot, man. Like, he can be, if you don't know your stuff, man, he can be hard to keep up with.
Exactly, and he's working on a new project that I've heard that sounds great.
The Thumper stuff?
Yeah, the Thumper stuff, exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. We've got Brendan on the bass, who is very fat and funky, and he's got some filtered stuff. He goes pretty crazy on there, too. And
he's not fat, dude. He's just
fat
tall.
Fat lines, man. Like he's an imposing presence in person and in music, man. He's an awesome guy, though. I'm really excited to be working with him. So there's that. Danny is playing drums for us, and he is the drummer for Apache Radio, and he's very swift on there, and he's got some really cool fills. So everything kind of has like picked up dimension. We have Taylor on guitar, who, not that like previous guitarists haven't been like wild and out there and like really shredding it, but Taylor is like,
yeah, he shreds it.
He's insane, man. I mean I just like, it blows my mind when I've recorded a couple of these practices and I listen back to him, and like I'm just like, I can't believe what this kid's doing. So I don't know, all in all, just I think it's getting tighter just because of being more well-versed in it, and because these guys are just really to the point of what I've been looking for in music.
Yeah, man, I definitely noticed a difference when I saw you guys play. Of course, you were playing under Luke and the Junk at the time as well, so cool. Well, I'm really stoked to hear the Dirty Picture Show playing the Republic, man, next week, too. So
is that the first official show of the Dirty Picture Show?
It will be, yes.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm super.
Do you have butterflies? Are you nervous?
I'm more confident than I've ever been, because these guys have been showing up to the Yerb like quite frequently to practice with me, and the sessions are sounding good. I mean, I have them recorded too, which is nice. And
you gonna throw up on stage at the Republic like Justin Bieber did?
Throw up on stage?
Yeah, you didn't hear he threw up on stage at the Republic.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
at the Republic.
As a gospel singer, he's one of my biggest idols. So so I'm thinking that like that might be in line, you know.
Now for we keep throwing this word, the Yerb, out there. For our listeners who maybe don't know what the Yerb is, would you like to tell them?
podcast place ever.
Are there listeners that don't know
what it's possible.
There might be, and well, it's a great place to enjoy free live music in the city of Richmond and some of the best bands that you'll see. And it's also a place that might leave you wondering what happened last night.
And it's 21 and over, too.
Always.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. I love hanging out at the Yurt, man, and the fall. Tis the season, right?
It is. It's the most... We have a temperature moderation problem from time to time. So the summer and the winter... Well, I mean, they're for the diehard fans of free live music in Richmond, and we do get some of the best bands in the city to play there. So I can tell you, whether you come in December or October, it'll still be a great show. But the best time of the year, if you don't like to sweat or freeze, is the fall, and we've got a great fall season coming up.
What do you think of the spring?
Oh, I mean, that one works too. You know, I'm just more partial. As a blues kind of person, I'm more partial to the fall. I like the death of things, maybe. Or
and then you know a lot of
terrible.
And a lot of bands that are doing more and more in the city, get their start at the Yurt. Say like the Black Girls, they pretty much started doing their thing at the Yurt, correct? And
yeah, I mean they played a ton of back to back shows for us, and really I think they helped kickstart us, and I think we helped kickstart them. PBR also did that,
yeah,
like
PBR.
With us. The Northerners, I feel like I think we were like one of the first shows that they played in the city, and now I see them like everywhere, and they're a really talented group too. So, I mean,
y'all
I think
have
I actually
them next week, right? Northerners.
Yep.
On here,
yep.
Man. Yeah. On Radio Rubber Room. I think actually the first time I saw them was at the
Republic,
but
yeah.
they were just like a three piece at that
first
point.
Show. Yeah, first show ever. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And And then,
a little rough, but they impressed me, man. Like, they definitely impressed me, like,
yeah,
seeing them play.
Talented.
So
absolutely. And they came by the Yurt and picked up two more members. Actually, one of the members of the new The Dirty Picture Show, guitarist, plays bass with the
cool.
Northerners. So,
now, I heard they got a drummer, man. Before they picked up a drummer, I was saying that somebody playing percussion for them would have been awesome, man. They didn't need, like an actual drummer with the kit, you know what I'm saying? They just need some rhythm behind them. So.
I agree, but I think that the style of drums that George plays is, like, he's got very good chops and, like pretty impeccable timing, and I think he lays back for them to, like, you know, encourage the simplicity of the style, and like, really, I think it doesn't become overbearing drums. It
cool.
almost acts as a percussion section. I think it's very fitting.
Cool. Well, I'm stoked to see them live again, so...
Well, very nice, very nice. It's about time to take another break. But so the brand new name, I'm guessing you guys don't have a Facebook page or anything yet.
I got halfway through building it today, but it's not. Maybe tomorrow, maybe.
All right, so possibly Dirty Picture Show will possibly have a Facebook page you can find tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or the next day, depending. Depending. But announcements to make, too. We are about to put on our 12th. Number 12, Richmond Music Review at Tobacco Company. That's going to be Sunday, October 21st. Stoked about the lineup. Speaking of the Northerners, the Northerners are going to be on that. Red Light Rodeo, Just Relaxation, which is going to be kind of a different form of our good friend's Relaxation.
Oh, really? That's
oh, yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. I'm stoked about it. It's going to be a little different spin on it. And then we talked about it a little earlier, Thumper.
Oh, really? They're playing?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lineup. Guys.
Yeah, man,
Thumper.
That is a really good lineup.
Now,
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we did talk about the one-year anniversary party. We will be doing, this will be show 12 at the Tobacco Company, and November will be show 13. So we're going to do something special for the one-year anniversary, and listen later. We'll be releasing details as we get closer.
Details. Keep up with us on Facebook and stuff. All right, time to play a tune. What is it, Sean?
The next tune is Just Plain Ant. The bridge.
Boom.
Bam.
Living on the edge is the only way to live. Giving everything is the only way to give. Troubled waters only mean build a better bridge. So I'm building
featuring
it, giving
Sleeves.
It, living there. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Giving everything is the only way to give. Yeah. Troubled waters only mean build a better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. Yo, straight talk what I'm doing, yo. I ain't really worried about the way to... I'm just here to spread me all over the ground and try to keep my head through the storms and the clouds, the fears and the doubts, and all damage in a cipher and burn down the stage. Rick City, I'm a lifer. See me in 3D, stereo vision. All in your face, that's part of my mission. Get a chair, listen, sleaze mind's visual. Open up your eyes, cause this part's critical. Ill individual, nah, he ain't sick though, but he's schizo. Watch your back get low, sleeves will never skip, yo. Beats, I ain't missing none. Right here in the flesh, like I never left. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Yeah. Giving everything is the only way to give. Give. Troubled waters only mean build a better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Yeah. Giving everything is the only way to give. Give. Troubled waters only mean build a better bridge. So I'm building it, giving it, living it. And I'ma keep kicking it till kicking is corny. And that'll never happen, the industry bores me. So I'm underneath that, but so hard till I can't ignore me. And I ain't even talking about sex. So shut your mouth up and listen to the best flow. Busy got next, but he ain't really stressed though. Gotta worry about my moves, cause I'm fresh, bro. Every song a new style on your damn head. Just get a damn clue, your sound's dead. And I killed it, skills is what I deal with. Even if skills ain't who I chill with. We the LSNVA on some real. All of my f***ers on some holdout still. And we making waves on some chill. Just plain sounds, that's who you should build with. Living on the edge is the only way to live. Giving everything is the only way to give.
Hola, señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega, Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
The Tobacco Company. Located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Keeping track of your kids can be difficult. Child leashes are embarrassing for you and your child. When I was 3 years old, I wandered off at the airport and joined a whole new family. Well, I have a great new product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Child's App. It's super awesome. It's like an electric babysitter. Just place Child's App in the room that you keep the kid. Strap the tamper-proof wrist or ankle band on your child. And if your child tries to leave the containment zone, Child's App administers a minor electric shock. Child's App has an adjustable radius knob. With 100 feet of signal, you can guarantee your little unwanted surprise won't escape your yard. Has he been a real piece of shit lately? Child's App has a 1 foot timeout setting. They are hit with a continuous stream of electricity. And the alarm goes off, notifying you of your child's malevolence. Got him! It's a tool shed. Is your child having too much fun? Child's App has a remote that you can send a shock with just the push of a button. Customizable voltage settings. 10 volts. 100 volts. Up to 100,000 volts. Don't worry, memory loss is common. Nagging wife making you envy a lifetime in prison? Try Wife Zap. With gold necklace pendant zapper, she'll look more beautiful and obedient than ever.
Sean S. Austin I, revered and quintessential single-key keyboardist of all time. They said he couldn't top his riveting collection of songs from that untouchable chart topper. But now he's back to inseminate your hearts and fellate your minds. New from Spoofco's Aluminium Collection, Sean S. Austin I's Oral Sounds. You will find it hard to believe that all of these sound effects came from the face hole of an average human being. Each box set includes sounds like car accident.
Oh my god.
Tsunami. Submarine sonar.
Dunk.
French person.
Bonjour.
Alchemy. Cardboard being cut with scissors. Gadget number 8.
Bloop, bip, bip, dip.
Woodpecker. Personal fornication. Police radio chatter. Medieval sword fighting.
Ching, ching, ching. Ching.
Elephant dancing. Guy listening to music on headset while in public. And drums. So amazing. I laughed. I cried. I maintained an erection for several days after hearing these sounds. Simplicity at its most complex. Complicated at its most simple. Download each soul-captivating sound effect as an MP3 for only $9.95 each. Or purchase the complete box set of Sean's oral sounds and receive a free pumpkin carving kit and plastic paring knife. Sean S. Austin I makes noises with his mouth. New from the Spoofco Aluminium Collection.
Do you need a place to keep your money before you use it? Where Fells Wargo? We're a bank. You can totally trust us because we're good with money. For just dollars a day, you'll know that your money is safe with us. Need somewhere to put your money before you give it to other people? Well, for a menial fee, you'll know your associate will get most of the money, as we'll only take a small percentage. Transferring money from one account to the other? We'll barely charge for that. Trying to get a mortgage can be tough, but not with us. APR financing as low as 90%. Need a loan? Just kidding. Can't pay? Now accepting children. Don't have enough money? We'll take some off your hands. Got too much? Here, have some more. Are you totally rich? You could never spend all of your money in 2 lifetimes. We are, so we know what it's like. Bank with us at Fells Wargo. We love your money even more than you do. Money.
Babies!
Science nerds are nearly certain that there will always be a possibility that they exist.
Who
will watch them?
I'm slasher porn film director and one-time most dangerous game survivor, Viper Cobra. And my Extreme Baby Survival Center is now open.
Radical!
We'll take care of your buttery baby from the day you take it home from the hospital and turn him into a badass babe napping, rock hard, badass baby.
Badass baby?
Yeah!
Baby is so badass.
24/7 care. There will be no teddy bears.
No nap time.
No coddling.
Your baby will learn to change his own diaper.
So extreme.
We'll whip your baby into shape with many new programs, including
chainsaw juggling,
tattoo art,
welding,
smelting,
sword swallow,
catfish noodling,
bomb defuse,
lion tame,
alligator wrestling,
gun and knife skill,
moonshine.
Yeah!
Your baby will learn the secrets to the Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
So bad. Here at Viper Cobra's Extreme Baby Survival Center, your baby will learn to fend for itself.
Extreme.
Only eating the wild game that they must hunt and prepare themselves.
Yeah.
Or face the feeding chamber!
Feeding chamber!
Two babies go in, one baby comes out.
One survivor.
Yeah.
Now available.
Pre-birth training.
Punch,
yeah.
Punch, punch.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Ooh, punch, kick.
Headbutt.
Scream.
Scream, yeah.
Your baby will perform his own C-section.
To the max.
And when he does, he'll slap the doctor in the face.
Kick ass.
And light a cigar.
A Cuban.
Yeah.
So bad.
Think your baby can't handle this program? I once climbed Everest when I was a baby.
4 times.
You leave your baby with me, and I guarantee you he'll leave the survival center. We're gonna inject protein shakes directly to their chest.
Yaka. It's also a new order, but y'all already knew that. Today I'm going to be explaining a simple gun for everyone.
Yeah! Viper Krover here, and you don't have to tell me how bad deals are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room! Awesome!
Well, I was born the time I died. I couldn't see the light, that special light that everybody talks about. Well, lots has changed since I've been gone. Well, I'm sure you moved on, while I'm stuck here in these burning depths of hell. Well, in the depths of hell I lay.
Sound amazing.
It's another big track on our new album. Yeah.
You guys are incredible songwriters, by the way.
I mean, you know, man, you know. It gets the chicks left and right. You know?
We wrote all those, by the way, definitely.
I've decided to name you guys, as you are here today, as the Luke and the Bus Stop Band.
I like that.
And right, it's very literal.
The Spotted Dead Nettles. With
we did meet at the bus stop.
Now, did you want to play a little game now, Sean?
Yeah, I definitely have been excited for this. This took months
of planning. I already won this, by the way.
Months of planning are behind this. Well, we got there. Right in front of you, to your left, Derek, is a stack of Twizzlers.
Hold on, let me make the L with my hand. Okay, the left, got it.
Yeah. What we're going to do here is a three Twizzler eating contest. Amongst
no hands.
You guys in that
no
room.
Hands.
You can't use your hands.
Okay, so everyone gets an individual paper towel.
That means you can't even distribute them with hands. You can't.
I was wondering
them.
What the paper towels were sitting out here for.
You have to pick each individual Twizzler up with your mouth and put it in front of each contestant.
Right. I'm passing them around. As all right.
I definitely wish I could
the
see
Twizzler
this. I'm only,
challenge.
This is a you prepared this very nicely, there, Sean.
I told months of planning. I told you.
This is what Sean does. Well, we do business-related stuff when we get here. He plays with candy.
He puts Twizzlers on.
I actually, don't come in with any ideas, and I'm eating Twizzlers, and I, scramble together to put this together.
He also makes popcorn necklaces.
There are actually a couple of layers of paper towels in between the Twizzlers, which I don't know is super necessary, but I think, yeah.
It's so that they don't have to, put them on the desk. We don't want their slobber on the desk. Some of those guys there look like they haven't eaten in weeks, so...
Well, living in the year, we're, very worried about germs and, yes. Infections.
So, Dan,
Dan, sanitize
everything. So Dan,
since I can't see Dan,
since I already won.
So Dan, since you can see, are you going to give kind of a play by play?
Yeah, I'm going to do some commentary.
All right.
This is going to be quick, so I don't know how well I'm going to do with the commentary, but
that's okay.
Okay, so I'm going to call it off. All right. So at the count of three, you get to go. We're going
to
start
and we have
from
to eat
three,
the whole thing.
And we're going to count down. So. I'm gonna say go after I say one. So we're actually gonna count to four, or five. We'll see. So, three,
one.
Two, one, go. Sean put a booger on one of those. He wiped a booger on one of them. Oh no! And Luke is in the lead currently. Matt Trey Montana has an interesting technique. He has bit the Twizzlers in the center, and he is sucking in both sides, but he has lost some. Derek is doing it one at a time, very conservative. He's voting for Romney. Gabe Santamaria, he is using Derek's strategy as well, and a little bit of Trey Montana's. Oh no, is Morgan Zito. Morgan Zito is in the lead. He is coming to the lead. Luke has dropped his Twizzler on the ground. Trey Montana has Twizzler coming out of his nose currently, and some in his hair. This is getting out of control, guys. Out of control.
I don't know. His is
down. Throwing up Twizzler. Somebody just puked a little bit of Twizzler. Morgan Zito and Trey Montana are neck and neck. Gabe Santamaria, you have some crumbs on there. I'm gonna have to call Luke. Luke has eaten the paper towel. He is the champion. Congratulations, you are. You're quite the skilled no-hand Twizzler eater.
How did I not win that? I'm
definitely a.
I bet you.
I'm sorry to say that portion didn't make it on the air. Actually, so.
Yeah. Oh, here's my wireless mic that you gave me.
You guys should have like a kielbasa eating, no hands kielbasa eating contest of the year.
Boom!
I don't
even
like Twizzlers.
Really.
But that was
sometimes
delicious.
We substitute other things for kielbasas, but
no buns.
No, Gabe. I want to talk to you before you fall asleep because you look like you're about to fall asleep. But I can understand because you're a hardworking guy.
Okay. Well, I'm under to understand that. Gabe was at the bar, and those other guys just, came and swiped him out of there. He was taken here against his will.
Yeah, before those Twizzlers, I had some chicken wings and some nachos with Justin Shear.
Oh, is that an excuse?
It's innuendo.
Are you making excuses?
I was at a disadvantage. Okay.
He's explaining the setup. Like we solicited him
won.
For prostitution, but he just came with chicken wings and nachos.
The point is, I would have won.
Oh, so you're full.
He would have one.
Now, you do look tired, and
do
I can
you
understand.
Have it?
Now, you play in how many bands? Name some of the projects you've got going on
eight
right
or
now.
Nine?
We got the Dream Machine, of course, Soundstorm, Santa Maria Brothers, and those are the core, three groups.
You got some other stuff going on.
Yeah,
there.
I got some new groups coming on the horizon right now, and
Legion of Doom.
We're not a metal band.
No, I've not had a chance to see Legion of Doom yet. Tell me a little.
I did.
About
I did.
Tell him about the Legion of Doom, Dan.
Yo, the Legion of Doom is dope, son.
That's what I was gonna say.
I was there. So no more detail.
Just, I mean, it was like, I mean, it, you know, it's like we've been getting a lot of stuff with the hip hop community lately. Yeah. So
last night,
yeah, we had a had the Weekend's Latveria mixtape, you know, listening party. Had a Sleazy Wonder up there with us. James Dangle was rapping with us, and you know the group, and DJ Philly Phil was scratching with us too. So,
and just that reminds me of a correction: the one of the last songs we played was featuring Sleaze.
Yes,
just playing that song.
And Ant was there last night too. He had his own set.
So, out of all those bands you playing, which one's your favorite?
I mean, I've been kind of working myself.
Like, which one do you like the members the most in?
And which one, vice versa?
Which one do you least like?
Which one do you most? Hate? Yeah. Do you hate
Britney's member? You like Britney's member?
I worked for Luke and the Junk for exactly 4 hours.
Oh, so that's the least favorite one.
So that was my favorite, obviously.
That was my favorite one. They fired me.
You guys played at the Yerb not too long ago, and I spit a little verse over it.
Yes,
man.
You did.
That dude you guys got rhyming with you, what's his name?
Armando Munez.
That dude is sick, man. He's sick, great. With the freestyle. Yeah,
he's really great.
Really,
he's one of my favorite dudes.
I'm not gonna go as far and call him great because I'm an MC too. So.
Not quite as great.
Just don't call him the greatest.
Maybe we can have some kind of like benefit for him if he's sick.
Now, Mondo's great. He works with a bunch of people. I mean, he's in Compass Rose. He plays guitar in Compass Rose Orchestra, and he's done some work with DJ Harris, Devon, and does use Devon's beats a lot. So he's been working with us too in Legion. So that's cool.
Is it just me, or do you guys like on stage like switch off instruments?
It's just you.
That happened, and it was you too.
Were you just
a little bit of both? A little bit of both.
What song was
it? Was that the night he fell on his head?
Because that was... We were trying to switch instruments. It didn't work out.
No, Sean got a concussion.
It was a little bit of you actually doing that and a little bit of Sean's concussion.
Basically. Sean's concussion was a big part of it.
I like that I had a concussion one time, and then it's like every time I'm at the year, they're like, that's the time Sean had a concussion.
And I remember you were totally in character all night. I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
What are
you talking about? We don't know what you're talking about right now.
Nobody. I don't know. You were really upset one night.
As a little British girl or something.
All I know is that you got a concussion one night, and you just like...
The weird thing is that I passed out like in somebody's bedroom by myself, and I woke up with Matt Trey Montana snuggling me.
Spoonie.
That night just does not happen. So don't deny it.
I was like, what's going on here?
I mean, if there are 50 ways to get a concussion, that's at least number 3.
These things happen at the Yerb.
I will know now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear a pair of duct tape britches.
You're also well known in Jackson Ward now.
I've worn a chastity belt, and I still wake up saying that.
Like, I've been doing this radio show for like a year now, trying to get recognition, but when I go around Jackson Ward, they're like, you're the guy that got a concussion at the Yerb.
You're not a regional celebrity. You're a regional celebrity through the Yerb.
Like, that's how I'm going to be the most... I'm going to, like, show up on Jay Leno.
You're like a district celebrity, like, really.
Just embrace it.
I'm going to, like, become a famous person and go on Jay Leno, and he's going to be like, so one time at the Yerb, you got a concussion? Like, tell us about that story, because it skyrocketed you to fame.
He's so delusional from his concussion, thinks he's going on to Jay Leno.
Now, how actually did you acquire the concussion?
I don't know. I was upstairs. I was going downstairs. I was in an accident with a bicycle. Somebody was riding a bike up the stairs or something. I was like, that was so weird that would happen.
And they just push you down, man?
I think that there was like a lead pipe involved, and then they were just like, Sean, you fell. Everyone rushed to your side.
You were really upset about it.
And you fell on a local business owner, too. Leon.
Stand for local
business.
Are
you talking about the Leon of Leon?
Yeah.
The Leon of Leons.
Like, I like that people are more fascinated with the story. Like,
He fell on some guy, and not that he rolled off some dude and landed on his feet.
It's more important the person you fell on than your safety, really. Yeah.
He's going to be a Jay Leno. Because
like, I feel like even if I had, people. I feel like even if I had not landed on my feet and I had like broken like six bones in my neck, it still would have been the same story.
Yeah, no.
Like he fell off the ledge and hit some dude.
Yeah, but Leon is going to be on Jay Leno, man.
The nerve of that guy to die right after that.
You're the guy that got knocked out by concussion guy. He owns like two businesses. He owns like two businesses, and that's how we're going to remember him. Guy who got knocked out by concussion guy.
He's gonna become a celebrity just because I grazed him on my way down.
It's a conspiracy, Sean. You're trying to break up Jackson Ward.
Everybody's gonna know the story about like here, this guy who had a concussion who almost hurt this guy who's important.
Who's a little important.
People come up to me and don't you know the guy who got the concussion? Aren't you that guy?
All right, guys, I think this joke is done. You guys have destroyed that joke. That joke can never be
mentioned.
You're
just mad because you know the guy who knows the guy who got the concussion.
Dan Anderson's about to get somebody a concussion.
hey, man. Jokes about concussions offend me, all right?
If you're trying to have a good time tonight, try a concussion.
Okay. Hey, you guys want to play a song, man?
Let's do it. What do we got?
Just a reminder, tonight's episode, closed captioning is provided by Liquid Meat.
Nice.
The next song is by Dane Ferguson. It's Fire Dane. Blue.
Boom.
Boom. Done.
Left foot, right foot down the street. A little bit of money in my pocket, the clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. What more could I need? A pretty little woman that's on my arm. Keep me drunk and keep me warm. Allow me to say that I am glad you came my way. Fire. I'm in the fire too. We're burning higher, deeper, brighter, burning with a fire. Come a little closer and hold my hand. Don't tell us all about the broken plans. Oh, take off your gloves. I wanna feel the love where we stand. This pretty little woman is on my arm. And I pulled her close and I'm holding on. Well, it is safe to say that I am glad she came to stay. You're in the fire. I'm in the fire too. We're burning higher, deeper, brighter, burning with a fire.
Radio Rubber Room. It's the best thing on the air every Thursday at 10 p.m. on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Now made with 100% more radio.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room on WHAN 1430 AM and 102.9 FM, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com, as always broadcasting live from the center of the universe.
And it's time for the Radley Rockwell Rock and Roll Minute.
Was it that time?
Just 1 minute? It's like it was an hour last week.
It's a
13 minutes or something. You know? I've got to be at like a show at 11:30 and I have to ride my horse there, so it's going to take me a bit of time.
Well, your horse is pretty
Is it a wild
quick.
Stallion?
It is. It's actually a unicorn that I broke that was a wild unicorn, and then I chopped its horn off. So now it's like a horse, I guess. His name is Leprechaun Hell Horse.
Why would you do that to the poor unicorn?
You know,
they're so rare as it is. I feel like you would someone like you would want a unicorn.
It's rock and roll.
It was kind of like a malformity in its DNA, I think, because he also has like a fifth leg. But I left that because it's for extra quickness. You know, I have to gallop from show to show often.
It's a 5-speed.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the most efficient ways if you don't mind picking up horse dung and feeding it carrots all the time. You know, if you do see my stallion around town, feel free to feed him a carrot or something. You know.
Hey, Radley, man, you joined us on the Commonwealth of Notions last night. I appreciate you coming out. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was a great time. I appreciated seeing like my 60th or 61st radio show appearance. You know, that's different radio shows. I've appeared at least on the show one other time, and I didn't expect you blokes to be there. I thought it was going to be like a one-on-one Radley interview, but it ended up into like a whole team of things.
I don't even know how you knew we were there because I know we didn't tell. Did Dan tell you or Sean tell you or
I was hiding? I know that.
I think Sean. Sean I think Sean Pugins. Sean is to blame for all of this madness.
Maybe. I mutter a lot when I sleep.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm not the only one, Dan. You were sleeping near me the other day, and you said something about, like, fighting morbid obesity. And stab the dragon.
What does Radley Rockwell have to say about that?
You know, definitely stab the dragon, you know. It's the one thing, fight the dragon at all times, in my opinion, I would have to say. You don't want that dragon in your life, you know.
Which I couldn't agree more.
I definitely
you can catch
agree,
him. Then.
You know, definitely. I don't want any mystical creatures in my life.
Snip it on a pillow.
Chase that dragon.
So yeah,
you know, definitely been working with my new band, The Junk. Like that's pretty good.
Is Luke involved in that?
No, it's Radley Rockwell and The Junk.
Captain, please.
It's really rocking. We do sing songs that only Luke writ, though. But luckily, he didn't copyright, so it's like totally free in the air there. It's like I wrote them.
Overseas, of course.
You know, I heard you blokes talking about me incident at the yurb there. You know, I showed up there, banged my head. It was actually Quaaludes that I was on, so it was not a concussion. Now.
It was quite
and as for falling down the stairs, I'm also like an acrobat, so I was rehearsing a bit.
You were searching a part, right?
I often just do backflip while I'm standing still.
Backflip.
It's like an interesting thing. It's like really
just
majestic.
Not multiple backflips.
Have you been to Leon since?
Can you do a backflip on your horse?
You know, me and my horse do a backflip.
In unison.
Well, he's on it.
He lifts me up in the air, and I do a backflip, and then he does a backflip, and I land gracefully on him.
You know what I think? You know what I think you should do? Try with your horse, synchronized swimming. Just you and your pony.
I've seen it. They're really good at it.
You know, I found out thanks to a loophole in United States law that they cannot permit my horse to be locked outside of any venue. So I've been riding him into a lot of bars lately, which is pretty cool because the girls love it. You know, they're like, "Is that a stallion right there?"
And talking I'm like, "About you, of course."
You're bleeding right. It is. It gets like 1 horsepower.
Well, that's double Sean's car.
at least triple.
Smoked him, man. What? I even gave him like a 5-minute head start, and it was to see who could get the furthest in 4 minutes. And I defeated him, because by the time he had gotten his car moving, I was already there.
So you pretty much walk your horse, then.
You know, I'm still pretty stoked about the Screamageddon.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm stoked about it, too.
Radio Rubber Room and Radley Rockwell present Screamageddon, the rock and roll scream-off for rockers in Richmond.
Which is a mouthful, man. That is it's a mouthful.
I like to call it S. So
what's going to be happening with that? Describe it to me.
You know, there's going to be like $5 buy-in for attempted rockers to sing their line. I guess you get about, if you can bust out one note that is like 6 minutes long, I'm not going to argue with you.
That's
but
good.
Like, there's definitely going to be that kind of contest where it's like $5 buy-in and also winner take all, best singer. The judging categories are like volume, pitch, style, and boisterousness.
So this is competition, not gambling, right?
It is definitely a competition, yeah. A winner take all.
You got to buy in, but whoever wins gets all the cash. We're going to try to line up some prizes too, but
if you are just trying to get in for free, that is out of the question because I don't want any amateurs. The people that get in have to have some kind of desire to win. You just don't become a rocker. You feel it on the inside.
And you gotta have $5.
And the $5.
Hey, Bradley. I don't want to interrupt you, man. I'm real stoked for the Screamageddon. But did you watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night?
No, because I was not involved. I thought I was gonna be like inducted as every category. But I feel like because I founded that organization, that I can't be induced.
he founded it.
I founded rock and roll in general. Mm-hmm. I actually patented that phrase when I was a baby, because whenever my mother would rock me to sleep, she would toss me down a hill and I would roll to the bottom. So I was like, man, if I could just like make music that was like, it portrayed my feelings as a little baby Radley, then it would like, it would really bring it to fruition. I had a lot of bands help in the 60s and 70s. Which was great. Made it into the 80s, you know, RJD, God bless his soul, like, second greatest rocker that ever lived.
Dio.
Yeah, Dio, that's Dio to you people that didn't know him on a on an initial basis. Other than that, you know, I've just been, like, using the stars to guide my path. That's how I end up here every week. It's like, oh, the stars are in that arrangement. Just head northeast to Ashland, and then I'm here.
You don't have anything better to do, huh?
You know, a lot of times I like to go riding on my horse, leather-bound hell horse, and I'm like, I'm just going to take a nap now, and then he leads me, which is pretty cool, but sometimes I'm like in the middle of a forest, and like that is no place for Radley Rockwell. Have you ever tried to plug in an electric guitar in the middle of the forest? It just doesn't work, man. It's like something wrong with the electricity out there.
Solar only.
Something weird about that I don't understand.
Should make it run on horsepower.
So, new projects. I mean, you've always got something new.
You know, the Christian Babies Choir, which is like taking it to the next level because there's a lot of young boy choirs. And I feel like babies can just hit some really, you know, like get way up.
Really,
way
really
up
high
in there,
notes, right?
You know, as long as you can coordinate them. And I feel like gently smacking on the buttocks, you know, that usually gets the notes out that you want.
Anything else?
You know, me and my horse, we've been coming up with some new jams in the metal category, which is like a slow metal. It's like totally new thing. It's like, we were like, let's play metal as softly as possible. Because like I feel like most people, when they're playing metal, they try to go into a different direction. And I'm always trying to innovate. So I like did a fusion. It's like a disco metal, which is pretty cool. It'll be coming out sometime soon. Radley Rockwell and his horse, disco metal album.
I like that distortion effect you have on your mic. Did you bring that? Is that a pedal?
I don't know. I think it's like, this mic is older than I am, and I was born before I even know. It's so weird. It's got like duct tape all over it, man. Usually there wants to be like some kind of plastic to absorb sound or something, like maybe if I adjust some knobs, I don't know what's going to happen.
Sounded better.
It's like if I go to 10, I was at 11, sorry.
Tweak those knobs, dude.
What I have to do is just keep twisting it the whole time that I'm talking and never let it stop, because I feel like dust from like the Great Depression will get in there.
Oh, that sounds so much better.
It's because of the Great Depression. That's why I blame this whole.
It's obviously always the Great Depression.
It's the microphones, man.
Well, cool. It is time to take another little break. Get to a song. We're gonna be back with some more gospel.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
A little bit.
We're gonna.
That's what the Dirty Picture Show is all about.
Kid, get off the roof.
And don't forget, you will get to see the debut of the Dirty Picture Show Wednesday, October 17th at the Republic with It's a Mystery.
Now, you guys are just kidding. You guys aren't playing these songs from Old Brother Way Out There.
No, these are originals. Of course, these are originals, Stan.
Okay.
Yeah, wait,
wrote them yesterday. My bad.
I guess we had inspiration.
They sound so familiar, man.
Yeah, well, that's what we were really going for, is the familiarity.
I'd like to announce this next song, because I think it's about me, but I can't be sure if this Uncle Funkill is actually one of my children or not, because I haven't seen him and I don't have any idea about his musical talent. But the name of the song is Battle of the Last Unicorn.
It's about your horse. Your that stallion. Was the last unicorn, I believe.
And now it's just a regular horse.
The very last one.
Uncle Funkill, Battle of the Last Unicorn.
Boom.
I found myself on the top of a mountain. The air was hot and damp. Walls of fog crashed over each other in the valley. I heard a man screaming, and I looked down to see he was screaming at the most magnificent horse I had ever seen, as if it were another man, telling him to come back and fight. Don't you know that horse turned around, and I could have sworn there was a glowing horn straight out the top of his head. He opened his mouth, and this is what he said.
You wanna go knock the dust off? Don't make no never mind to me. 'Cause in the end, neither of us gon' bleed. 'Cause we both know that's what happens when you're just bones. I and a friend ended up just bones. Started off like you and me. Now he doesn't bleed, and I can send you to see for yourself you don't bleed. You wanna go? No, I've been known to crush bones. Gotta pay to play, boy, it ain't free. If you think I'm playing games and duck home, try dialing for some help upon your touch of town. If that's the case, then all the love, son, I'm tapped into a power bones don't touch on. His teeth are leaf, so either leave me be, or we can go, woo! Tell him, Peg.
Guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Hey, guys. It's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa,
wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's Edible Glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Hi, this is Simon's mom, and I'm here to talk to you about the Camel. The Camel is located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Hot times here. Everywhere you go, times is harder than ever before. You got people drifting door to door. Can't find no heaven, don't care where you go. Say you got money, you better be sure. These hard times drive you door to door, whoa, door to door, whoa, door to door, whoa, door to door, whoa, door to door.
That was beautiful.
Say that again, buddy.
That was beautiful, beautiful.
Glad you enjoyed it, Sean. Glad you enjoyed it.
It's time for a new little segment here on Radio Rubber Room called 10 Things Sean Would Do for $10. Because money is tight for me, I've had to make this list of things that I would do for $10.
I'll give Gabe a ride home to Southside.
So, maybe. That could work out.
Eating live slugs.
$10 has to be involved. The 10
Credit.
Things. Today, 10 things I would do for $10. Do a rehearsed sword dance for 10 minutes.
That's a good one.
Eat a
I might have $10 for you, man. I'd like to see you dance with the sword.
I have rehearsed, so.
I don't see you coming out of that one alive, buddy.
Whenever I wake up in the morning, I do a sword dance. That's how I start my day.
For an hour.
For $10, I would eat a stick of butter.
I would pay for that.
Oh. Whole. I wouldn't even chew it.
Yeah. Come on. I would do that for $2.
So you'll swallow a stick of butter?
I'll do it whole.
Calm down, Matt. I know you're hungry.
$2, I'll do it whole.
I know you're hungry, dude.
Skills. Yeah, I have no gag reflex, Dan.
Yeah, it's just like, I think you get a stick of butter.
I think you could get a little more for that.
Oh, no, Matt's going to undercut him, though, so the market, the price has been driven down.
I've cornered
the
market on that one. Next one, Sean.
What about 7-minute abs?
For $10, I would steal someone's shirt off their body.
I did that yesterday for free.
He just wanted the shirt.
You are devaluing my craft. Shirt.
What if they're bigger than you? Shirt. What if it's not me?
I mean, they're never going to know it's coming.
Hey, man, I feel like I'd rather pay Sean to do these things anyways, because you're Matt. So, like, oh,
yeah,
man.
I do them all for free, Sean. I got the market.
I'm not giving that dude money, man.
They're all not bad. One is donate $1 to a charity of your choice.
That's a good one, man.
I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm.
For $10, I will donate $1.
I would not do that.
For $10, I would read a book out loud while you fall asleep.
That's a good one, man.
So,
ouch.
It's a good one.
Ouch. Definitely.
That hurts. Can I give you an IOU for that one? Can you come over tonight?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I do accept credit.
Okay.
So,
it's not a discover.
For $10, I would make your likeness in a macaroni art picture.
That's awesome,
that
dude.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I love macaroni art.
I think I'm pretty good at macaroni art, actually.
I've already got 10 of those on my wall there.
I'm like the Da Vinci of macaroni art.
Do you use Elmer's, though?
He was okay.
I use glue stick.
Okay, that's still edible.
Glue stick. Elmer's makes glue sticks, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. For $10, I would wear a turtleneck to your party.
Ooh,
that's awesome. I like
the,
that one,
the
man.
The 20th at the Europe.
I think you'd look like Dilbert in a turtleneck because you don't actually
well,
have a chin.
Waldo?
I know.
It's more of a Waldo.
Actually, when I wear a turtleneck, it comes up to my eyes.
You should just bring
Dilbert,
over.
That's a good one.
For $10, I would call your scandalous ex-boyfriend or girlfriend a trollop in front of all of their friends.
Nice.
In town square?
Wherever they are. If they're bigger than me, it's still worth the $10.
In front of their parents.
For $10, I would sing a personalized greeting for your mother.
Would you dress
the bear
sweet,
costume? Man.
Yeah.
That is mm-hmm. sweet.
Really? Only for $10? They sell those cards that, like...
How metal can that get? Because, you know, I mean, I don't run a, like, a happy
He could
greeting.
Do mother.
It
mother.
Is personalized.
Mother.
And last but not
least... Brenda, tell your children not to walk my way.
We'll put that in a Hallmark card.
You gotta get the money, dude. You're spoiling my craft.
Oh, my bad.
And for $10, last but not least, I would help you get rid of a body.
Only $10?
That's a pretty good deal. Yeah, I feel like you could up your value a little bit.
Does that come with your silence,
this?
Too? Or?
Well, I think you should at least ask for $200 I mean, for that last one.
I mean, I'm desperately needing the money,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, if Matt's charging for it, you know...
Yeah, come on.
That's the only thing Matt charged for that whole list.
Just exploit me now.
I feel like Matt would pay $10 to eat a stick of butter.
I think he would, too.
He'd be like, is that butter? I've heard of that. I've heard it. Is
what
it good?
What is this crazy contraption here in a prism?
I'm just trying
to purchase that Kroger before I got here?
I'm just trying to raise money, you know. 100% of those that money goes towards me. So,
well, except the charity one.
Except for the charity one, yes. But well, actually, it's
a
$1
in, for the charity. You get
it's in the sub notes that if you want me to do that, you have to give me the dollar also.
Oh, okay.
So it's $11
right,
that's how it
works.
For that, I guess.
Oh, nice.
Credit, though.
Now, so I can give you $100 right now, and you'll do all those things tonight.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Okay.
Is it going to be a fun night tonight?
Yeah, when were we at? When were, oh, I can meet you at a
gonna have a
right?
He's going to have a coronary from the stick of butter, man. So. Can I have the? Will you leave the $100 to me in your will, buddy?
I think the butter counts as long as it's within my body. I don't think I have to actually eat it.
No, there have to be some parameters.
Oh, man.
There have to be parameters for that stick.
Like you're like researching alternate ways of inserting the butter, and that's scaring me.
I can absorb it through my skin.
I would just rub it on.
It's just like that frozen yogurt situation.
I would tuck it between my belly flap and thigh. And it would be completely concealed.
That's where it should go.
We're being true American then.
You know,
that was a pretty picture you just painted with the butter.
Thanks, buddy.
With the butter.
Well, we got the dirty picture show here,
with
so
the
that's
butter.
All right, right?
Yeah. So do you got any more of a list?
That was the 10 things.
That was 10 things. Are you planning on adding to that? Just, you know,
it's
as you go?
It's always going to be different, I think. It'll.
Now, what if I'd like to hire you to do so? Like, how do I get in contact with you?
Just
if
find
I can't
me.
Just,
Facebook.
If I can't just point to you through the window.
You can shine a laser onto the tip of the moon. And I always look for that. So.
How do you know where it's coming from, man?
It's just like a sixth sense.
Okay.
It's like my super ability to do these things for $10.
But doesn't the weird guy on the castrated unicorn know where he lived, too?
I mean, him and I both kind of vaguely
yeah, find that guy
wherever we want.
So if anyone out there would like Sean to do any of those things for $10, or you can think of something creative for him to do for $10, either shine a laser at the tip of the moon, top tip or bottom tip, doesn't matter.
Just the center.
What about side tip? Okay, the dead center of the moon, he'll be looking for it. Or you can hit us up on our Podbean chat box and tell Sean what you would like to see him do.
For $10.
For $10.
And you might just have the $10 to see me do it.
He'll give you right home.
He
takes personal checks, too.
And next week I might want to hear the list of things you'll do for $100, because I feel like
That could get long.
He's selling himself short.
100 things Sean would do for $100.
What'd you say?
100 things Sean would do for $100. And actually, when you get that deal, you get 100 things for $100. It's not like $100 each. It's like you commit to the whole list. You get all or nothing.
You get 100 grand? Or is that 10 grand?
100 things you have to do.
You're saying 100 things for $1.
$100
things for $1.
You get all 100 things for $100.
Would you walk my puppy?
Sure. That counts as two, though.
You involve a leash in it?
Matt, you don't have a puppy.
And Gabe, so you had some other projects you wanted to talk about, some newer ones that you didn't talk about before. Chelsea Temple.
Yeah, I've been working with singer-songwriter Chelsea Temple, and she's great.
She sounds famous, man. That's a famous person's name.
Google her. She's going to be famous. She already is famous.
She's working on it.
She's going to be already is famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
That made perfect.
So tell us a little bit about that project. The sound.
It's me, my older brother Josh. We're the bass and drums on it. She's playing keyboard and singing all her songs. She's the main force behind that band. I don't have much to do with it, turning songwriting wise, which is fine. You know, it what I was going for.
So you're like a submissive.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of the guys in the background. I'm submissive.
You're the cuckold in the band.
You did get kidnapped to come here today, so yeah.
I did. I was just a guy trying to chill. Honestly, those guys at the Dream Machine are probably so mad at me right now. I was supposed to have band practice, and I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go on the radio real quick."
Well, like you know, every time I see you, I just get like the impression that I want to kidnap you. Like I want to put you in a backpack and just run off.
Because I look like I'm 16.
You look like a small child with a dirt stash.
He would fit in a backpack.
We'll be all like teehee, and we'll run through a meadow or something.
With great crustache comes mediocre responsibility.
I do have to say that goatee you are growing is on point.
And then there's also I'm dropping a track on a butterfly. She is in Crucial Elements.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming out with her own solo album in the next couple of months, and just dropped a track on that. It's confirmed just past couple of days.
Some funky bass on it.
Yeah, it's like some reggae, it's some Latino reggae type stuff. So it's really good stuff.
Is that the whole album is going
to
be?
Yeah, her whole album's like going to have that vibe to it. It's going to be like has some R&B stuff and some Latin stuff and some a lot of reggae, like she did with Crucial Elements.
Mm-hmm.
And then she picked me up and just, you know, worked together and thing just clicked and it sounded great. And yeah, and Nelson actually is on that saxophone player from Soundstorm. He's going to be on that track too.
And now, in Soundstorm, you were telling me you added a new guitar player as well.
Yes, Steve Byrne. He's the greatest. He's awesome. Have you ever seen Stonebrook Moonshine?
Mm-hmm.
That's his group right there. He plays guitar in that group. He's been that guy's all over the place. He's done stuff with Anhela, and recently had a play from L.A. Reid and all that stuff. And for some reason, he's with Soundstorm now too. And
oh, that's cool.
Things sound great.
And you don't know why it just happened?
he called back. That's all I know.
Were Plan B.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I got some time.
Super awesome to work with, though. Super nice guy. And just like phenomenal guitar player.
Now, you are a really humble guy, and a lot of people don't know this about you, Gabe, but you are also, you're famous in Richmond for being like this city's greatest bass instructor. You're a world-renowned bass teacher.
Right? Where did you get your bass skills from, Dan?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You won't teach me. You won't take me under your wing. I'm not sure why. Am I not showing enough promise?
I eat wings. I don't put people under them.
Sometimes. So what's up with teaching lessons? Because everybody else in your family teaches lessons, right?
Seriously, they do.
And why don't you do it?
I'm a bad person.
Terrible person.
I'm just a terrible person. I only had one. I was saving you, like you know, just the bad situation where I was gonna have to like. I only had one student, and I told him to. I wasn't your instrument, man.
You told him to quit? Is that what you're
saying?
I
was 15, and he was like 13, and he was like 6 feet tall, and I was like 4'2". Okay? I was like, I wanted one thing.
He's like a swimmer, so you a told baseball him to player. Quit? He's not going to be good at base, too. I'm not going to help him be do that.
Was he going to trade you growing lessons?
You definitely invest a lot in Old Crow. You're a major shareholder in Old Crow.
So you're like just trying to have that one thing on lockdown?
Yeah, just like, man, I know I have one quality.
This is all I got. This in this dirt stash.
This in this stash. Don't diss the stash.
Maybe you should,
it's phenomenal.
Maybe you should do like a base lessons where you like sabotage people. Like teach them totally wrong techniques.
Dude, you could lock down the scene completely.
And we could just do like a skit each week of just how I give somebody a base lesson within 5 minutes.
Huh.
I was like beginning the end of like their base lessons of all time.
Maybe maybe for $10 each I will give you the pinky of every other bassist in Richmond.
For which hand?
It's on the list now, the $10 list.
Yeah, that's for the playing hand. Yeah. It has to be on ice.
I'm on it.
Yeah, give me their left hand.
Hey guys.
I'm gonna go with less.
On ice.
And, it has to be on ice.
I want a ring connected,
pretty
a pinky
diabolical.
Ring.
Yes, of
and,
course.
And on that note of chopping off everyone's fingers, yeah. It is time to take a break, play a tune. What we got next,
hey,
Sean?
What's up, Mitch? What up, Faith? We got some visitors.
We got some visitors.
We're not on the door.
We got some visitors. When we get back from this next break, we might introduce some visitors. Some visitors. What's this next tune there, Sean?
Hey, he's a bass player. You got to chop his fingers off.
The next tune, which is a really cool one, is Comet by Photosynthesizers.
Love it.
Yeah, the year's 2009. We shot star from the phallic skies into the earth thighs. Rise and shine, yeah. We are coming. Got the other sponge running. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are coming. Got the other sponge running. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are coming. Got the other sponge running. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are coming. From the zodiac and habitats, cuss of aquarium water taps, Pisces, amphibians, swimming upstream, and fetal positions against meridians. To the A's hatch in the ultrasonic embryonic sacs, no severe incisions, anesthesia for the aphrodisiac, lactated birth from similar mother's nature, mating with the creator, birthing the vega, push me abstract into a cosmic pitch black. Now need a rocket boost and a space suit to go back before I surfed on a comet from a fat lady jack, beamed up from your ethers. Ethers are the technical climb. I time travel through vaginal star tracks, falling head first. Feet stuck in reverse in the Venus flytrap, pulling the umbilical cord to my jetpack. Hit with greater impact, one underground or I found. City made of all fours and whack. We are coming. Got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow his stomachs. We are coming. Got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow his stomachs. We are coming. Got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow his stomachs. We are coming. Charges into my neural connectors, undergoing cellular molecular architecture, developing satellites on our skin and see antennas, five elements of my sensors, six door in the visible central sector, complex spinning vortex between the duplex of the retina, holographic replicas bounce are secular, other dreams get mirrors flickering like film projectors, remove the mucous membrane bandages, eye movement rapid shutter speed palette on automatic focus, the apertures of my ocular cameras like polar magnets, let my pupils dilated like people from Los Angeles, Egyptian hieroglyphics on the wall, and aerosol, Milky Way DNA, backswings of the lace in the arms, who could bomb, turning the time back on two black moms, where our avalanche in the calm, move the crowd with his palm. We are coming, got the other sponge money, hit the edge of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs. We are coming, got the other sponge money, hit the edge of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs.
Is this thing on? Are you ready? I'm Radley Rockwell Man, the greatest rocker what ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man, Radio Rubber Room and the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight, every Thursday on 102.9 FM.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. Mine family has been breeding puppies for centuries. During my youth in Klausenbergen, I would always remember playing with the cute little puppies, but they were disobedient, always making pooping in the housen. Grandmama Hitler would always make me put down the bad puppies. Why, Grandmama? Why? The puppies. Well, after a lifetime of selectively breeding the puppies, mine puppies are finally available to the public. Mine puppies are an elite breed that is quickly sweeping over Europe. They will surely obey your every command. Sit! Salute! Besaikin si Alafinda! Yes, yes, mine puppies are sure to be the only breed in the world. Because they are superior to all other puppies! You'll love my puppies. They are so cute, so cuddly, so blonde. Turn in your dog for one of mine puppies today. You must! This is not an option! You'll love mine puppies! Mine Welpen Coffin! Toon CS Jets! Hagen sie Flaggen sagen!
Somebody get the door!
Ugh! Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walker's sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stairs, stairs, stairs!
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Hey.
go to sleep, you pretty baby. You and me and the devil make three. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you pretty baby. Go to sleep, you pretty baby. You and me and the devil make three. Don't leave nobody but the baby.
All right, that was Luke and Friends. You earlier heard a song by the Dream Machine called I Want It.
That was the Dirty Picture Show. You get it right now.
If you want to see the Dirty Picture Show, they're opening up for Radio Rubber Room Presents on the 17th of October at the Republic. Also, there is the Yerb, which is a free live music venue in Richmond, joining us this evening.
And it's a secret.
And Gabe's Projects, which is a long list.
Yes.
We're also joined in the studio in this last interview section by...
And can I do something real quick? In the Radio Rubber Room Presents with Dirty Picture Show on the 17th, you know, the other band's a mystery. It's going to be the mystery ship.
What?
Yeah.
That's a twist, buddy.
I was toying with you guys the whole time.
Nice.
Hey, Derek, what up, Mitch? You're a genius.
We got the very special grace us with a presence, one of the most beautiful women in the Richmond music
Richmond
scene.
Area, period.
And Mitch.
Faye.
Mitch is the bonus. No, I thought
I was the beautiful woman.
You are quite a beautiful woman, now, my friend.
Step over to the microphone here, Mitch. You were listening to the show. Good friend of the show. And you
brought
a stick of butter.
Sure did. It's a half stick.
I'll say about 3/4 stick.
Yes.
Now, do you have $10 with you?
We already got a little pool going, so we are all good to go, I believe.
We also Jared found Matt, who's cheaper.
Yeah, sorry, Sean. Your $10 was too expensive. I'm cornering the market on this one. I'm going to gag down the stick of butter.
Are you really going to eat the whole stick of butter for $2?
Absolutely.
For radio. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mitch, you are in the market for an individual to eat a stick of butter, a half stick. It looks like it's 3/4 of a stick, right?
Yeah, about 3/4.
Here comes Sean to watch and make
how many
sure.
tablespoons?
It's average. It's average.
6 tablespoons.
Okay, so 6 tablespoons of butter.
This is a Kroger brand salted butter, sweet cream.
Now, Matt is willing to do it for $2, and Sean is willing to do it for $10. Now, this is a free market. They're allowed to charge what they want, and you are allowed to pay what you want. So sometimes price means quality, sometimes it doesn't.
I do not come
but
down
sometimes
on
you
got to
go with the brand.
That's true.
I outsourced it.
So, sir, who would you like to see eat a stick of butter?
I am cheap. So I'm going
to
go with...
Yes!
Matt!
So, as I'm doing this, I'm unwrapping this 3/4 sticks worth of butter.
No chewing, now.
Dude, right? You better make
no
sure...
No chewing! What are you talking about?
He's going to dissolve and swallow.
I said you could.
I got to, at least. I got to do a little bit of...
Man, he's eating 6 tablespoons of butter. No, dude, you got to finish it, dude. Dude, you got to finish it. Dude, Sean was going to do it for $10.
You can do it.
He's gagging. Dude, it's okay.
Mitch, you see what you get when you pay $2 to pay?
It says sweet and creamy.
Why is he bleeding?
I would have made it look so good, by the way.
Don't walk away.
Dude, did you really just throw
don't
up?
Don't walk away, Matthew.
Did he really get rid of that stick of
it
butter?
It looks like...
Hey, scratch there.
Now you owe us $2.
Yeah. So perhaps it is worth $10. $2. I don't know.
Let's not eat that stuff.
Dude, you totally owe me $2.
By the way, I removed that from the list.
I need to go clean myself now.
I will no longer be doing
somebody
that for
$10. Please open the door.
I will no longer be doing Eat a Stick of Butter for $10.
Hey, Matt, you are no longer welcome on the show
until you
eat an entire stick of butter.
I did not eat any butter ever again.
Look on your face was totally worth the money that I'm not giving you.
Oh, man. So what's up, Mitch? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys
good,
doing? Close
good.
How you guys doing?
Good. Good, it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we got a little time. You've got a new project in the works too, huh?
I actually do, yeah. I got a little project going on right now. and it's still in the early phases.
Do you have a name for it?
Don't have a name yet for it. It's we're between a couple names.
Do you want to work this out right now?
We could. We could throw some out there if I try to remember them right
butter
now.
Butter happen to be in the name?
It could be now. If you get something, something,
butter. Bloody butter.
Or butter, I like butter, butter, butter.
I like carnivorous sock puppets. I like that. I think that should be you, man.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, here's what... Let me explain the project, what we're doing. So we're going for kind of a dance rock vibe. High energy, a lot of booties shaking. It's a lot of fun out there. And right now it's me on bass and, a little synthesizer here and there, a little cowbell. And right now I'm doing vocals. I'm not the greatest vocalist.
Good job.
We got Danny Crawford on drums. And then Justin Shear from Dream Machine on...
Dude, I think it should be... Hey, Matt, you got to sit out there. You're not allowed... You're not permitted on this radio show again until you eat an entire stick of butter.
Until you've eaten an entire stick of butter.
Bring me more butter.
Please wait out there for your friends.
You failed.
Hey, Morgan, will you please ask Matt to wait outside?
Matt.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Matt. I'm sorry.
Dude, you just
wasted
butter.
We've got the other half here if you really want to...
A starving child would have eaten that stick of butter in no time.
I was thinking it should be called Sea Donkey Beach Party.
Sea Donkey Beach Party.
Yeah, man. I think that's a bad... That's a pretty wicked, like...
That's a bad name.
It's a bad. It's a bad donkey.
It's a bad donkey. Yeah, what about just bad donkey?
That's good, man. That's kinda cool. I like that.
I'm digging that.
Yeah.
Apache high definition stereo.
Ooh. Satellite radio.
Pretty cool.
So you got any names for him, man? You're great at naming stuff, Sean.
You know, I'd have to hear it first, but based on the members that I know that are in it. I think it should be called Men Without Sleeves. Which is pretty cool.
That's a nice jumping off point.
All right, and before we run out of time, Luke has a confession to make.
Oh, yeah.
We are not actually a gospel group. Hopefully what you see...
Really? You totally tricked me, man.
Oh, no. I know I have that influence, but...
We've rehearsed for years on
it's
this.
It's the mind tricks. But actually, we are kind of a funky bluesy group that's going to be up at the Republic next week, the Dirty Picture Show. And yeah, so these have been the Yerbians singing for you tonight. These beautiful gospel tunes... which we did write all of them, but we won't, of course we did. We won't be performing them at the Republic next week.
All right, good. Thank God.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Because I wasn't gonna come.
It was bothering me.
You look like you feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Very nice.
That was like the 11th coolest thing I've ever seen.
Thank God, Dan. You didn't enjoy the gospel tunes, man.
Oh, I love them.
Where's this
you.
Coming from?
I bought it. I was like, wow, they're amazing.
Okay,
all right.
We sold it.
Right. I need to go to church more.
That's what we're all about, just convincing people to, you know, Catholicism. You know?
That glass partition's kind of blurry. So
yeah.
I know. I try to convert people to agnosticism. Like, do you think that you are not sure
Scientology,
about what
man,
you
for real, though.
Cool, man. So, yeah, we're almost out of time. Mitch and Faith, thank you guys for coming out and crashing this. Because honestly, man, these dudes were downers, man.
Because we just sucked. We were just so terrible.
They were depressing me.
You saved the day, Mitch.
Oh, you're so
thank you so much, Mitch.
Join us.
Thank you.
Thank
Faith.
Screw Mitch.
Yes.
Touché. Figuratively and literally.
Faith is the one to
thank. Hey, you shut up over there.
I'll just gag on my butter now.
Seriously, dude, you're not welcome back here until you eat an entire stick of butter.
And if you don't sip it up,
dude, you're gonna have to eat a whole box of butter. I'm gonna give you a tub of I can't believe it's not butter. All right, and you're gonna drink it through a straw.
Parquet.
Matt Trey Montana is officially the first person to ever get blackballed from Radio Rubber.
Good work. What we need to do is like because
he couldn't eat the butter. He just couldn't eat the butter. Just couldn't eat the butter.
All right, Luke, Trey. No, Trey, you're not off. You're out of this. Luke, Morgan, Gabe, What's that guy's name? Mitch Cordella and Faith, man. Thank you guys for coming and hanging out with us,
man. Thanks for having us, man. Thank you.
All right, and don't forget, kicking back off, Radio Reverend Presents Wednesdays the Republic with Luke in the Junk, except they're going to be called...
Yeah, the Dirty Picture Show.
Dirty Picture Show now, and then the Mystery Ship, and then October 21st, Richmond Music Number Review, number 12.
Yep.
Hitting that year point. The Northerners, Red Light Rodeo, Thumper, and Just Relaxin'.
Now, I'm not saying vote for us, but I am saying vote for us.
Vote for
the 8th Annual Podcast Awards. Look it up, man. Feel free to do so.
Also,
that's what he's saying.
Also, look for Screamageddon the first week of December at an unforeclosed location. And remember, this episode of Radio Rubber Room is brought to you by Super Nipples.
It will still be.
They haven't quite foreclosed.
It will still be in business.
It won't be foreclosed as of yet.
All right, we got one more tune and we're out. Sean, what do we got?
Horsehead, Blood from Stone.
Shut it off. Sean, no one cares.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck. Oh, I seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say?
say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.